I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Man, we've been talking so much about the Cougs with the win over Duke. And we talked a lot about the Rockets with the two big wins they had over the weekend. OKC on Friday. And then Golden State last night. Which was, to me, the more satisfying of the two. Even though you beat the one seed on Friday and proved that you could slay the beast for 48 minutes. Second time they've beaten him this year. The win last night that it made Draymond and Steph feel so sad is very satisfying. But Seth, given both of those entities, the Cougs and the Rockets, this is a bad job by me. I should have had this in Acknowledge Me. We need to acknowledge the Fertitta family.
Acknowledge me.
They're the first family of basketball right now. They're the owners of the team. It has turned the thing around here in the NBA. And they, of course, their name is on the arena over there at U of H. And Tillman Fertitta, with his role at U of H, is a big part of why Kelvin Sampson is here and a big part of why the program is doing so well.
It's almost like they own the University of Connecticut or something. And the way they've been able to dominate just a certain aspect of the game. Mm-hmm. So in Houston, having the Rockets and the Cougs doing what they're doing, and obviously the Fertitta family being involved in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. I'm going to give him some acknowledgement, give him some love. Especially with the
Rockets. Maybe something will finally start going right for him.
I think this thing's all starting to turn around for Tillman Fertitta.
For the Fertitta family.
Yeah, I think the Golden Nugget might make it. Pretty sure. I did my part last weekend to make sure that it would make it, I tell you. I made sure that they're going to keep their head above water. Made a nice donation to the Golden Nugget last weekend. It just dawned on me. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Got to be a fun time. I would imagine like flying to San Antonio and then zipping over to San Francisco to watch the game last night, and then you zip back over to San Antonio. Is that how these private jet types work? You just go wherever you want to.
I don't know. Then Tillman's got to get over to Rome at some point. The ambassador to Italy, right?
Yes. Yeah. So good job. Good job, Fertitta family.
Is the Fertitta family, have they flirted with buying a soccer club?
He's flirted with buying an NFL team. I know that. And I feel like if you flirted with buying an NFL team, you've at least had conversations about other stuff as well.
If he's going to be spending all this time in Italy, I bet he gets a taste for soccer
maybe.
At some point.
Yeah, maybe so. Someone wants to acknowledge me for Amen Thompson. I'll do that. I don't normally take requests, but as long as
Amen
Thompson, yeah, did a hell of a job. Did a hell of a job on Steph Curry last night.
Mm-hmm.
3 points for Steph Curry, and the only 3 points. It was a total circus shot with 2 seconds left on the clock at the end of the first half. That was it. Anything Steph Curry tried to do conventionally last night, he got smothered. Most of the time by Amen Thompson, but a lot of times by the scheme that Ime has him out there running. A lot of trapping, making him work, and it was good.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. As you head into the playoffs and you have questions about whether the Rockets can sustain or be effective with their style of play over a 5-game series or a 7-game series, I think the Udoka's ability to utilize lineups and strategy the right way, as he's proven that he can do in the playoffs before. I feel like there's a certain level of disrespect for Udoka himself when people question the legitimacy of the Rockets' two seed.
Mm-hmm.
When they act like, well, yeah, they're just placeholders for this or that or whatever. It's weird because it's not like Udoka is not a big name or anything.
Right.
Or that doesn't have the proof in the pudding that he can do it in the playoffs. I feel they're disrespecting Udoka a bit.
Yep. Let's see. Cougs circle of swarm on defense in the last 5 minutes was crazy. That's from Derwin. That was a circle of swarm. That was a swarmy defensive performance by the Cougs on Saturday.
Yeah, and we can't do circle of swarm with the University of Houston,
right,
for multiple reasons. We just put the whole team in the circle of swarm.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're an honorary. They get a certificate.
They've got a season long circle of swarm certificate.
Yep. We did Take a Mania on Friday. This is probably the most controversial ending we've had to Take a Mania, almost to the point. Well, it was to the point, Seth. And for those who don't listen on Fridays, or maybe aren't listening this time of day regularly, we usually do this at 9 o'clock on Fridays. We take the worst takes of the week.
Yeah.
And they try to take down the reigning champion in the worst take category, which for 2 months now has been Angelo Cataldi. We'll play the full cut in just a second. But Angelo Cataldi saying that Andy Reid is the biggest fraud in American sports. That's managed to hold up in the eyes of judge and jury Seth Payne for 2 months now. Emmanuel Acho take on Shedeur Sanders and Deion Sanders potentially revolutionizing the NFL, which we will also play, was so close. We had a lot of people texting in saying that should be the winner. You still had
people
Cataldi.
Are really angry at me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You still had Cataldi, but man, you had to think about this to the point where you were even thinking about a rematch today on Monday. On Friday, you were teasing a possibility of a rematch on Monday between these two.
Yeah, I think I need, and I had said I need some time with Emmanuel Acho's because it was really, really bad. It was just bad in a different way than Cataldi's.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do an emergency runoff
okay.
right now.
Emergency rematch. All right. So
it doesn't mean that he'll win the final 2025 award in December, but for now he might have to be the current title holder.
All right, so let's re-listen. He might not be. Maybe it's still Cataldi after you listen to it.
I gotta give it one last listen.
Okay, so one last listen. We'll do the full cut on Cataldi. Here's Angelo Cataldi, of formerly of WIP in Philadelphia. This was the day after the Super Bowl.
Let me let your audience in on a little secret, all right? Because most of the country will argue this to the death. Andy Reid is way overrated as a coach, all right? Andy Reid was in Philadelphia 14 years. He won 0 championships. Doug Peterson was here 5. He won 1. Nick Sirianni's been here 4. He won 1. The only reason Andy Reid was winning big games in KC was because he had this mastermind, Mahomes, making up plays on the run and doing brilliant stuff. The only reason Mahomes didn't do that yesterday is he had no time to do it. And Andy Reid could not figure out a way to give him time to do it. And the truth is, Mahomes is a stud. Mahomes is a great player despite yesterday. Zach, no argument. Reid, the all-time fraud of American sports is Andy Reid.
Yeah.
So
he said some things that were true, and yet at the same time, the conclusion that he's an all-time fraud in American sports, that's what's kept him at the helm. But Emmanuel Acho had a really, really bad take about Shedeur Sanders it's bad. So, Cataldi's is really bad, but we got to listen to Emmanuel Acho's really bad take.
I'm taking Shedeur Sanders. We all say Shedeur Sanders is a winner everywhere he goes.
Yes, he is.
That's not exclusively true.
No.
Shedeur Sanders and Deion are winners everywhere they go. I would take Shedeur Sanders to make sure that I have the first stab at getting Deion Sanders as my next head coach in Tennessee, assuming Callahan does not work out. The Titans have had 5 head coaches since 2010. You know Deion would inevitably leave Colorado for one reason and one reason only, to coach his son. If you can get Shedeur, who you think you're going to get as the next head coach? And you don't even have to come in here with a whole lot of different leverage and negotiation tactics. Just show him a picture of the quarterback, and it's Shedeur. Shedeur doesn't necessarily win everywhere he goes. We don't know that. That's not conclusive information. Shedeur and Deion win everywhere they go. I would get Shador because I want to get Prime. Because if you get Shador and you get Prime, you completely revolutionize the whole NFL as it pertains to the Tennessee Titans. That's why I'm going for Shador.
All right, you completely revolutionize the whole NFL as it pertains to the Tennessee Titans. I don't even know what that last part means.
Yes, thank you.
As it pertains to the Titans, you revolutionize the NFL.
I'm Jill, a registered dietitian. When I meet with patients, they usually think I'm going to tell them to throw out their favorite snacks. But don't worry, your Cheetos are safe. That's not how this works. I help my patients build healthier habits based on their lifestyle and goals without guilt or restriction. Nourish connects dietitians like me with people like you who are ready to take control of their health. Your appointments could be fully covered through your insurance since 94% of Nourish patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what I really, really, really hate about it upon listening to it a second time is that we all say that they win everywhere they go. Wait a second. Don't be telling me what we all say, okay? Because, yes, they had success at Jackson State, partly by stocking their team with guys who are much above and beyond the typical talent level of Jackson State because he was the father. And then at Colorado, yes, they turned the program around, but they haven't won one. So, no, we don't all say that they win wherever they go. And then we don't all agree that it's a slam dunk that, oh, if Shador and Deion are in the NFL, then of course they will continue to win everywhere they go, as opposed to all of those other first-round quarterbacks who have apparently never won anywhere they've been. So, no. Oh, it's a horrible take. All right, he wins for now. He's winning. He's winning.
He wins.
He's winning, yeah. Emmanuel Acho. Mostly because at the very least, this is what annoys me about the Emmanuel Acho one. Mm-hmm. At the very least, Cataldi recognized the fact that it was going to be a polarizing take, where Emmanuel Acho does this thing where he's explaining to you like you're a 5-year-old.
Oh, yeah, no.
And you're like, listen, you don't even realize how you feel about this. Let me explain to you how you actually feel about this. And then he tells me three things that I don't even believe. In that the vast history of the NFL has shown that, no, simply by hiring a promising coach or draft prospect, that you don't revolutionize the NFL.
Thank you.
It feels like Johnny Manziel telling that coach for the Browns, let's go take this league by storm or whatever. No, no, no. You will not tell me how I feel about Shador Sanders and Deion Sanders.
I'm glad you're laying this out this way. I'm so glad that Acho ends up in the rematch winning this thing. Because it would have been a bad take if he cut it off before he said they revolutionized the NFL. It was already a bit similar to Cataldi. Like, Cataldi's take wasn't all that great. And then he says at the very end that Andy Reid's the all-time fraud. And you're like, all right, well, there's his finishing move. That's horrible. But Emmanuel Acho at the end saying that they would revolutionize the NFL, Deion and Shador. And this is the part that I hate. Because what Deion has done and what he did those 2 years so far at Colorado is to be commended. He took a 1-11 team that was at the dregs of the Power 5 and turned them into a team that at least is A, fun to watch, and B, by the second year, at least a 9-win team that's competitive. You know, they're going out there, they're winning games. That Emmanuel Acho and that Shador, to some extent, act like they turned them around and made them into the winner of the Rose Bowl or something like that. That they turned them into a team that was in the Final Four of the playoffs is the silliest part to me. Like they are projecting what got done at Colorado, especially when they're going to have to do it in the NFL, as Yeah.
And then the silliest, that by far, then even there, you extend on, and that Shador almost just becomes an accessory in all of this, and that you draft Shador, not even because Shador himself is a good quarterback, but because it's an avenue to get a leg up on potentially hiring a coach that you then tell me is going to revolutionize the NFL.
Yeah.
Does Acho understand how hard it is to revolutionize the NFL?
No, he doesn't.
It's not as simple as, hey, I like Deion Sanders as a coach. And then you turn that into, oh, he's going to revolutionize the NFL.
Horrible take.
Treat me like a fifth grader.
Horrible take.
Treat me like a fifth grader that you're going to get me to buy more fundraising candy bars than I want to spend on.
That's true.
That's what he's doing. You know what he's doing?
Yeah.
He's the kid that sells candy to idiot fifth graders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the sixth grader that understands that, like, these kids get really hungry around recess time. I'm gonna buy a bunch of candy bars at the wholesale club and then sell it to them, rake them over the coals.
We had a kid named Adrian that used to sell Fun Dip behind the big boulder on our playground back in school. You remember Fun Dip? Did you ever have Fun Dip?
Were those like it was you dipped a candy into a chocolate sauce or something?
You dipped a stick. It looked like a wafer or something.
Yeah.
No, it was like a stick. It looked
a
like
stick of sugar into
a,
more sugar.
Yeah, you took a stick of sugar, like a white stick of sugar that looked like a tongue depressor.
Uh-huh.
And you dip it, you lick it, and you would dip it into one of three pouches of just colored sugar. Green, purple, and red sugar. So you're taking a stick of sugar, dipping it in sugar, and sucking on the whole thing. And that kid sold it behind the boulder like he was selling Coke. It was he would sell Fun Dip behind the boulder. Eventually got caught.
I bet that kid's doing well, though.
Probably very enterprising.
Well.
Yeah.
It's really just, I mean, it's not like you're selling drugs or anything. I mean, you are, you know, depending on how you feel about
for first graders?
Straight sugar.
Yeah. Tell that to the teachers.
It's not illegal, at least.
No, you're not snorting it, per se. Text message, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. The TV announcers were all questioning why Sampson wasn't fouling down the stretch, but he trusted his defense rather than giving in. We mentioned that earlier. They were down six with about a minute to go after the technical foul free throw on the JoJo Tugler reach-in. After the technical foul made it 67-61, Duke still had the ball. Credit Kelvin Sampson for not turning it into a free throw contest. He said, we're going to D up. He was fortunate enough to get it down to three the next possession.
Yeah, that takes a lot of
balls.
Trust in your process and your style, but also understanding that, okay, we're down five. We start playing the foul game to Duke, and are we just gonna expect or anticipate Duke, you know, flailing at the free throw line?
Yes.
It's real. That goes into, you know, him saying you're not gonna score 80 points versus Duke. Yeah, I think he also understood and recognized, that's a desperation move, and you're just hoping for the basketball gods to bail you out at that point if you start playing. But in the moment, man, it takes a lot of discipline and trust.
It does. But you can see his rationale. You got two things going for you when you're the Cougs. You're an elite defensive team, and you're an elite three-point shooting team. And at that juncture in the game, if you're not going to foul, then you need to get the ball back, which they did. They blocked the shot. Tugler blocked Knepel's shot. And then they went down and Emmanuel Sharp gets a three. I mean, that is playing to the strengths of your team when you play it that way. And I was, it was almost like the TV announcers didn't realize that. Morning, fellas. I've been a U of H fan and a Duke basketball fan since the late 70s, early 80s. I just wanted to see a great game, and that's what we got. Go Cougs. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I think by and large, there were obviously a lot of Duke fans that were upset about the Cooper flag foul. Maybe it's just my algorithm and the way it worked. It seemed like I saw more Duke fans saying, like, all right, let's everybody slow down. Maybe score a point or two along the way, and then maybe we can have that argument. But, man, you can't be outplayed so egregiously and aggressively in the final moments of the game and then try to blame a ticky-tack foul on
it. You can't be up 59-45 with 8 minutes and change to go and finish with 67 points. You just say, you scored 8 points down the stretch. You scored 8 points in the last 8 minutes and change of the game. That's on you. And if you're a Duke fan also, like, I think smart Duke fans know this, not delusional Duke fans. You get a lot of calls. You know, you had one. It wasn't an egregious. I think, you know, the announcers are saying that might have been a play on, and it might have been. He did go over his back, you know. It's and who cares? The Cougs are there now. Cougs are in the championship game. All right, Astros. All right, what are we reading into this weekend? And this is all, like, this is a sneaky big series the Astros got coming up starting tonight. So we'll talk about that, the good and the bad from this weekend. The good was really good. The bad is really scary when it comes to the Astros. That's coming up next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.